Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with me. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
I mean, I am indeed with me. That is true.
That's like a Monday line.
That is, yeah. Well, I would say that's like definitely a Monday line and last 15 minutes of a Friday show line.
There's some truth to that, too.
I had to check the coffee, see if there's something in this coffee. Maybe I've had too much of it in the last 20 minutes. I don't know. But we're here with Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator Maddie Ogle. I am Brady Bowman here with myself. And we're talking about the Manhattan Public Library and all the great things that are going on there. And one thing that we talked about a little bit over break was the Hill Library situation. And obviously, there was a fire there on the roof, a lot of damage. I believe that was a month and a half ago, something like that. Again, news director time. My perception of time is different. A week feels like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. But I understand Manhattan Public Library is helping out a lot with those efforts.
Yeah. We're really trying to be supportive in any way possible. And one way that we are striving to help out is with our book drops. We allow any people that have checked out books from Hill Library that need to return them to drop them off with us, and then we will actually process them and get them back to Hale and the correct parties. And so that just helps there be a more of a system to returning their books and make it less stressful on everybody. Additionally, you know, Hale Library has a really unique spot where it is because it is on the campus, and so many students do really love going there. I know as a former student myself, like, I lived in Hale a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, when it comes down to it, it's fun to be able to say that we can, as the Manhattan Public Library, support the community as well as all the students that are in this community. And so we really do invite anyone that did use Hale to stop into our library. And once again, especially in this heat right now, to use our AC and use our resources, and that we always have suggest a purchase option. So if we don't have what you're looking for, like, they can definitely sign up for that. But we are here to hopefully be a better backbone for this time as Hale's getting renovated.
I'm sure when all that went down, I'm sure just the entire Manhattan Public Library family was just heartbroken when
yes,
that happened.
Yes, yeah, it was pretty shocking. You know, at first you hear that there was a fire and you're thinking, okay, well, it's probably going to be, you know, a little bit of fixing to be done, but
just in that one maybe isolated spot,
right,
hopefully.
But to think about that it could be several months down the road before it actually gets back up and running is pretty crazy. And I think it shows that this community really does value our K-State community, and especially what Hale provides.
And we're talking a little bit about the Hale Library, and obviously they're going to be going under a lot of remodeling and fixing a lot of water damage there, but at a very decreased scale, much smaller scale, Manhattan Public Library is in the process of a few renovations of its own.
Yeah, which is the exciting thing is, so over the summer we started renovating the adult services area, which is on the second floor. And so we're really wanting to make space, one, for some work areas for our staff that work up there, but also a better desk where there's going to be more visibility for patrons to find staff when they may have a question or anything like that. So that is set to be done pretty soon. And then once that is fully completed, we're actually going to be able to create a teen space, which is really neat because since our 2014 remodel of the children's department, that has really made that age group thrive because we have that space for them. And so we're hoping that if we pour into our teens that we can give them that space to call their own in the library.
Very good. Very good. And, you know, with that, let's talk a little bit about library funding, because all that stuff always costs money. But
yeah,
you were telling me over break that funding for the library is good.
Yes. Yeah. And it, you know, we get a lot of good support, and a lot of that comes from our Manhattan Public Library Foundation, who is just a unique team of people that are working to get that funding for us. And so even this whole construction project is actually being funded by funds raised from the foundation.
Well, that's good to hear, because sometimes you just always wonder. I think you really, the last 7-8 years, especially in the state of Kansas, when it comes to these type of services that that are city-based, county-based, whatever it may be, there's always the worry of funding, and thus decreased funding usually results in decreased services. So it's good to hear that the Manhattan Public Library has not been affected by a lot of that. Another thing that we wanted to talk about, Maddie, was story times. There's a little bit of a schedule change with story times right now.
Yeah, so as summer reading's kind of coming to a close, and we have other events that are kind of winding down for the summer, our story times are ending this week, but we'll resume back on August 20th. This gives time for us to just get our plans ready for the next session. But for those times, you can go onto our calendar on our website and look, because they should be already uploaded.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator Maddie Ogle. Again, phone lines are open if you have any questions or comments, 785-537-1350. And Maddie, just looking ahead just a little bit, September will be National Library Card Month, which will remind me that I probably need to go in and not only update my library card with Manhattan Public Library, but probably give you guys a book that was probably due, let's just say hypothetically, maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, Brady.
I hope you have a repayment plan on those fees.
I think we can work something out.
Those out a little bit. Figure something out.
Yes, I think we can definitely work something out on that. And yeah, National Library Card Month is coming up in September, and we have a team that's working away on trying to plan fun things to get people in our doors. And the really neat thing is we have had the opportunity to design new cards, and so we'll have those ready for people to come choose. So there will be 3 color options, and so I think it'll be a fun opportunity to look at the past year of cards and see what we have now.
Anything different about these new library cards besides the color?
No, we're going to have, instead of one key tag, so the normal cards are just like the regular large card and then one key tag, and this card will have 2 key tags, which allows, if you have extra kids or anything like that, some kids want their own like physical card, and so they can actually take it and put it on their own lanyard and things like that.
And sometimes those key tags, they just kind of get worn out and flimsy, so it's also good just to have a backup when this one's getting worn out. Maybe not scanning very well.
Right.
You got the backup. I do assure you, I do still have the book. It's not like I lost it. It's in good shape. It's been well taken care of. I promise I will bring it back. Here with Maddie Ogle. She's the Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator. We have just about 4 minutes left in the program. We talked about some of the summer reading programs that are going on. Start June 1st. We'll be ending at the end of the month here in July. And just out of curiosity, Maddie, what are you reading lately?
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard of it, but the K-State Book Network is a really neat resource because they are the ones that provide a free book for incoming freshmen. And when I was recently in school, one of the books was called The Curious Incident of A Dog in the Nighttime. It's by Mark Harden, and it's a really neat book because it is focused on more of like a murder mystery. However, it's narrated from a boy who has to overcome a lot of struggles because of his disabilities and things like that. And so it's really neat to be able to see how he tells the story and how he is able to pick up on details that you might not normally see. And for you to really realize like how, as you know, a community, we can really just like see each other as equal, and that even though like disabilities are a thing, it's okay. And to just recognize like people have different gifts, and this book really says those clearly.
That sounds really interesting. And you know, that reminds me, another thing maybe remind people of is that if they are interested in seeing what books that are at the library, they don't necessarily have to go to the library to check it out. They can just go through the website. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you go to our website, you'll see that the catalog is available. And I know for even myself, that's how I find books is I will look on the website. And once you click on the catalog, it will actually have like most popular of movies and books. And so it's fun to even just see like what is available and what's new. I know that some of the new movies that come out are a pretty hot ticket item, and so we'll have lots of copies, but there will still be like 37 holds on them because people are ready to check them out.
Which is another thing to remind folks of, that you also do rent out Blu-rays, DVDs, I think video games too,
if I remember
correctly.
Yeah, we have a large collection of all of those, and I think the really neat thing is it's not just what's in our library, is that with your library card you have so many options on Sunflower eLibrary, which provides all those books and everything like that, plus more books. You also have Hoopla, which is another resource that has movies, books, and audiobooks that are just available for you to stream right on your phone. And so there's a lot of neat opportunities. We have a lot of online resources that are at no cost to our patrons, which is really neat.
You also have, and I don't talk about this much, not many people know, but I'm kind of a comic book nerd. I don't mention it. I don't mention it. I keep it pretty, you know, keep it pretty on the down low, if the kids are still saying that. I don't know. But trade paperbacks you have of various comic book stories, all sorts of stuff. A lot of good, great variety. Anything else before we let you go?
I don't think so. I would say just come to the library, you know, see what's new and what's available, and find yourself a book and help us keep getting those reading minutes up for the summer reading program.
Reading is important. Learn something.
Yes.
Learn something. Summer is a good time to do that.
It's all free.
And even better. Even better. Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator Maddie Ogle. Thanks so much, Maddie, for coming in.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to Peggy Riley, Youth Director of College Avenue UMC, and also Mitchell Buncher and Emma Lansdowne for talking with us about the parking proceeds during football season. If you missed any of today's show, it is online at newsradiokman.com. Click on demand. Have a good weekend, everybody. Dave, you have a good trip.
I shall. See you in
Enjoy it.
10 days or so. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and a special edition of The Game, Tyler Dreiling's last day of Manhattan Broadcasting. Should be a good show. Have a great weekend and a good next week, everybody. Mitch is handling the duties next week.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got...